tradition demands certain icons. The bunny at Easter, fireworks on the 4th of July, Cupid on St. Valentine's Day. Failure to fully understand and appreciate such things can lead to compelling questions, like those of commentator Lenore Scanese.
I know. It's almost Thanksgiving, and I should be busy giving thanks. But right now, I can't because I'm obsessed with something else. Over and over, I'm asking myself, what is a cornucopia? I know what they look like, of course, because there's one on the cover of every women's magazine this month, except maybe Ms. I also know what cornucopias signify. They are art director shorthand for pumpkin pie recipe inside. In real life, however, I have never met, felt, seen, smoked, smelled, stuffed, or voted for a cornucopia. I wonder, are they hard like stale cheese? Or flimsy like something made out of yarn and paste? Are there baby cornucopias the size of ice cream cones? Or are they always just big enough to give the turkey a scare? Do they grow on trees or spawn upstream? Animal, vegetable, or art project? Do they, in fact, exist at all? Or are they the unicorn of the food container world? Either way, cornucopias are just too weird. I can't wait till Friday when they're immediately replaced by the sugar plum. Except, what's a sugar plum?
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News. She came to us by way of member station WJHU in Baltimore.